I think the most memorable one is when I'm still studying in my secondary school. Once I have a drama lesson, but it is not prepared. The teacher don't tell you you have to prepare this for next week, or somehow they just pop up to tell you, just do a quick drama, and then we do it, finally do it. But it's clumsy and it's kind of fun. It's funny. It's like that.
It's a bit like the theater sports where you have to suddenly improvise on the spot.
Oh well, it's talking about literature in this class, and then the teacher told us, can you use this book and this pen to do a quick drama? And so we have do a very quick drama about the realism and absurdism of the theater on this topic, like this.
Do you remember what the book was?
The book is just a props.
Oh, okay.
And use the props to do a quick drama.
Right.
Like this.
Great. Okay, the next question is about books, is about reading, actually, not just books, but anything. So do you have a memorable reading experience?
Reading experience. I remember I read a book called Payback about cops, undercover gangs, gangster, something like this. It's not just an ordinary gangs novel, but it's talk about deep inside a cop is struggling about why he needed to do something like this, why he had to pull the trigger, always need to do some dirty works for the government. But deep down inside, he have sympathy about those gangsters because they are forced to do something they are not willing to do somehow. So it's not just talk about the heroes being undercover cops and save everybody at the end. I think that's great.
One other question I want to ask you is that you're an English major.
Uh-huh.
So you must obviously like English.
Yes.
So when you think about it at this stage of your student career,
mm-hmm.
if you were able to make some changes to either the primary or secondary school style of teaching, is there something that you would do differently?
To do differently, of course, I'm just a small potato in this society. I can't do something huge or change the syllabus or something like that. But somehow I'll teach more about the English, how we talk and how we communicate. Because if you don't use a language for your for talk, you somehow forget to use it. Although you can write it or read it, but you don't speak it out, somehow you will like this. When I speak to those words I want to use, but somehow when I come to my mind, a blank. So I will talk. I will teach them to use them more, not to care about you're wrong, but just speak it and use it, and you will be more confident. Like this.